This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, folks, what do you like better here, the demon poster or the dog t-shirt? All right, demon poster, banish Monsanto, no GMO, or the Rottweiler with a cigar and dog tags. This dog has dog tags. Yes, indeed. Welcome. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and this is my laboratory, food forensic laboratory. And this was a poster that I actually carried in a march in Austin a couple of years ago to banish Monsanto and obviously to say no GMOs. That was a lot of fun. We've made a lot of progress since then as well. But of course, Congress, the corrupt regime in Washington, D.C., is trying to take away your right to know what you are eating. And it's called the Dark Act, and they are desperately trying to pass this law so that, well, this act would outlaw all state-level and local-level GMO labeling mandates. In other words, they're going to destroy GMO labeling laws across America. Yeah, that's the Dark Act, because it keeps consumers in the dark. Now, we call it the Dark Act. I think they call it the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act or whatever. It's total BS. You know how they always name things the opposite of what they are? Here's what's behind this, by the way. Vermont, you know, passed a law that said it's going to require mandatory labeling of GMOs by the summer of this year, 2016, like June or July or something like that, if memory serves me correctly. So Congress is being leaned on by the biotech industry, you know, Monsanto, Syngenta, all these companies, which are largely considered to be the most evil corporations in the world. Well, Monsanto especially. They're leaning on Congress to pass this Dark Act, which would nullify state laws that the voters voted for. The voters want to know what they're eating, right? Because everybody does. It's a reasonable thing. Hey, what are we eating? Where does it come from? How was it made? Right? It's a basic human right, you would think. And yet, these biotech industry people, they know that if consumers have a choice, they're going to choose non-GMO, right? Because they don't want to eat GMO. In fact, most people buy GMOs only accidentally. Yeah, it's GMOs are the one product that people purchase unintentionally. It's a big accident, but it's an accident that they commit at the grocery store, you know, millions of times a day all across America, and that is what gives money to the biotech industry. So they're shoving money at all these lawmakers in Washington, who are, of course, they have their hands out, you know, to get more campaign election money, and they're trying to get them to pass this Dark Act to take away your right to know what you're eating. And so, in other words, it's taking us back to the dark ages of food labeling. The biotech industry wants food to be a black box, just like a where you can't see what's inside it. You eat whatever the hell they tell you to eat. That's their attitude. And they tell you on one hand, GMOs are so safe and everything, and they're so nutritious, and they're going to save the world. And then on the other hand, they're like, but we don't want you to know you're eating them because, you know, they're so good, but we don't want you to know. If they're so good, you would think they'd want to tout them on the boxes, you know, have a label on it that said extra GMOs, you know, now fortified with GMOs. You know, vitamin G, vitamin M, vitamin O, you know, whatever they come up with. Have like little Lucky Charm type or Rice Krispies. What is that? Snap, crackle, and pop, right? They can have like, I don't know, crack, Snapple, and Croc are the GMO, like little GMO leprechauns, you know, waving magic wands and saying, this is safe. That could be their breakfast cereal. Oh man, combine that with vaccines, you're going to get some real... get some real damage, kids, sadly, from that situation. So here's what you got to do. Action item. Call your senator now. If you're in the U.S., call your senators via the U.S. Capitol switchboard. Here's the number, 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. Tell your senators that you oppose the Dark Act and that you support GMO labeling. Tell them you don't want them to be influenced by Monsanto and the biotech industry, and you think consumers have the right to know what they're eating. You support mandatory nationwide GMO labeling. So do you realize if you just call once, just one phone call, you speak for about 100,000 constituents in your area? So just by making one phone call, you have tremendous power to influence this. And if thousands of people all across the country call their senators, that can make a huge difference in those senators' offices, which can influence their votes. You know, they don't want to really anger too many people all at once. They'd like to do this stuff behind closed doors, in the dark, you know, on the sly, covert, but they're not going to get away with it because we, among others, are bringing attention to this kind of thing. I've got an article on naturalnews.com with a podcast on this as well. You can check that out. I also encourage you to go to gmwatch.org, I think it is, gmwatch.org, and many other great sites out there that cover this issue. The bottom line is that the biotech industry wants you to swallow whatever poisons that they want to put into the foods, and they don't want you to have any opportunity to even know what you're buying and eating or even feeding your children. They want you to be kept completely in the dark so that they can dominate the food supply with their poisons and their GMOs, with their genetic pollution and their Roundup and their glyphosate, toxic herbicides, toxic pesticides. You know, every monstrosity of agriculture that you can think of, every horrible thing, Frankenfoods and so on, they profit from. And so they want to make sure that you don't have a choice to avoid buying their poisons. That's what they want to make sure. And by the way, Hillary Clinton is in the pocket of this industry. She's called the bride of Frankenfood because she has so many ties to Monsanto, and she also has ties to Dow Chemical now, or at least, the Clinton Foundation seems like took money from Dow Chemical. And, you know, Hillary, hey, if you're a Democrat, you got to go with Sanders. Only choice. Hillary Clinton is a total sellout to Monsanto and GMOs. And if you're a Republican, it's a little less clear because no one has really spoken out about this yet. But sadly, seems like most Republicans are probably going to be pro Monsanto, except Donald Trump. He might be anti-Monsanto because he's kind of into organics, you know. You know, he's from New York. He eats more organic food lifestyle. He serves organics at his properties and whatever he has, all his hotels and so on. So there's a chance, not to get into the politics too much, but there's a chance that Trump might actually be, you know, anti-Monsanto. We're not sure yet. We'll see. In any case, call your senators now, 202-224-3121. Tell them you oppose the DARC Act and that you support GMO labeling. And spread this video. Continue to spread this information. We are here fighting for your right to know what you're eating. In fact, if you look at the laboratory behind me, and it is, I'm looking at the monitor. That's our heavy metals machine back there. Well, shoot, I'll just go back there and show you. All the way back. This back here, this is the ICP-MS. This is our heavy metals instrument. Run this all the time. Microscope, centrifuge, sample prep, nitric acid, ion chromatograph, plus we also have some hydrochloric over here, external standards, and so on and so forth. That was a fun little ride. The reason I do that, by the way, is because there's always trolls that say that this lab is fake, like they think it's green screen, and so I just roll into it to show you it's very real. It's not a set. Everything here is fully functional. You know, here's a vial. What is that? 2.5 parts per million fluoride, one of the external standards for the ion chromatograph system. See? The eluent right here, which is getting low. I'm going to have to refill that. That is sodium carbonate and sodium bicarbonate with some 7.5% acetone, by the way. Some sulfuric acid over there as well. I do a lot of work in this lab, and I'm all about showing you what's in your food, you know, heavy metals, and soon pesticides, organic chemicals, fluorides in this instrument right here. I'm all about exposing, you know, having full transparency so you know what you're eating. And yet these senators and these industry people are all about hiding things from you. Well, think about it. Which one of these philosophies is good versus evil. Think about it, right? It's simple. Transparency is good. Telling the truth is good. Showing the composition of what you're eating, that's good. Hiding things is evil. Black boxes, you know, secret poisons in your food, that's evil. So every senator that votes for evil should be voted out of office. If they vote for this dark act, they are betraying you. They're betraying America. They are pushing evil. Agricultural evil, food secrets, toxic poisons in the food, taking away your right to know, taking away a mother's right to know what she's feeding her child. It's an attack on women's rights, parental rights. It's an attack on children. It's an attack on consumers. It's an attack on the fundamental human right to know what you're eating. And yet, here at this lab, we're all about promoting this basic human right, promoting a mother's choice, promoting healthy food for children, promoting food that's free from toxic glyphosate, pesticides, and herbicides, promoting food that's free from toxic heavy metals, letting you make the decision, letting you be enlightened about what you're actually eating so that you can make an informed choice. That is good. Secrecy in food is evil. And that's what the biotech industry is all about, and all of its evil operators. They want to hide things from you. They want to poison you in secret. They want to poison your children because they're making money off of it. And sure, they're going to use all these fake quack science, corporate science explanations like, oh, we're feeding the world. No, you're not. You're feeding the world poison. That's what you're doing. I mean, gee, it's so obvious. So, you know, be on the side of light. Be on the side of what is good. Be on the side of food transparency. Be on the side of the health ranger, you know? And I know you are. That's why you're watching this. Be on the side of my Rottweiler here as well. We are fighting for good. We're fighting for food transparency. We're fighting for your fundamental right to know. And that is good. That is a human right, and that's what I'm fighting for here. Using all this equipment, I built this lab with your support. I built all of this using money that you voluntarily gave us in exchange for the healthy products that we sell at the Natural News store. We took that sales money and we built this. And now we're using this to test foods to show you what's in your foods. And we're publishing all those results for free. You know, and that's why I'm so excited about being here, and I'm so excited to share all of this with you. This is amazing. This is an amazing story about citizen science overcoming the dark act mentality of the food industry with all its secrecy and all its toxic poisons and its cover-ups and its corruption of lawmakers and its corruption of academia and its corruption of the media. You know, you are watching. You are part of a story that's unfolding right now of citizen science telling the truth about foods using state-of-the-art scientific instrumentation, like what you're looking at right here. And there's more coming, by the way. This is a milestone in the history of science. This is citizen science at its best. This is independent scientists who are also clean food activists using the power of science and the abundance of free market economics to create a massive science-based entity that can tell you what you're eating and what you're buying, even when the food manufacturers refuse to. That's what this is. And you're part of it. And thank you for being part of it, by the way. So share this video. Get the word out. This is what we're all about. You know, this is not about me or even Natural News. Yeah, I'm just the messenger. This is about a revolution in citizen science and more people getting their hands on this kind of instrumentation and people wondering what they're eating. What's in that food? Where did it come from? Is it GMO or is it really natural? Is it organic? Are the seeds heirloom or have they been genetically engineered? You know, this is a revolution taking place, and you're looking at it right here as you are participating in it. It's amazing. I mean, and you know it's a revolution. You know it's different because I don't wear a suit and tie. I don't have to wear a lab coat. I don't have a boss. My boss is you. I answer to you. That's it. So I can come in here. I can wear my Rottweiler t-shirt. It's great because I love Rottweilers. I love animals. I love nature. This is who I am. You know, it's not an act. So thank you for being part of this and spread the word and go to naturalnews.com if you do want to read my articles. We also have gmo.news. That's a great news site as well, gmo.news, where you can find out more about this. But the last thing, action item, call your senator, okay? 202-224-3121, or your senators, if you want to talk to both of them. Hopefully you still have two. Thanks for watching, and woof woof to talk to you later. Isn't this guy cute? Or is it a girl? Is it a girl? Smoking a cigarette and wearing some dog tags? Here's the dog tags. Look at that. Could be a girl. I'm not even sure. Anyway, thanks for watching. Take care.
Click subscribe now to be alerted when I release new videos.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.